Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December 15th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Some interesting stories tonight from Fruitcake Toss history last night. The fourth annual Fruitcake Toss happened last night. Sheriff Matt Bales was the winner in a toss-up, toss-out, shootout last night, in which we had a tie, 68 feet, Glenn Jerome versus Sheriff Bales. Sheriff Bales takes it all and ties the record of Fruitcake Toss history, 72 feet. How about that? It was something to behold. And we've also learned now that last night, apparently a staff member went up to Sarah and had a gas issue in her face, which, you know, you really don't want at the holiday time.
I don't think it's not even the holiday time. I just think that's something you don't want.
You don't want that. You don't want that, period. So the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got Pastor Craig up next hour from 11:15 until 12 p.m. What's happening in Marion? And then we've got the Exchange Club today from 12:15 to 1. It'll be Pastor Craig, Matt, myself, and maybe a special guest. And then tonight, I believe the whole crew will be back together from 8 to 10. Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself, and 1 o'clock today, we've got Study His Word with Pastor Craig, so a whole lot going on here at WGH Talk.
I think there's always a lot going on here.
And next week, fill them in, we've got a big event next Tuesday night.
So, next Tuesday, in the morning, there's going to be an interview with Scott Churchill. It'll be the last interview with
the
him.
The last interview, 16 years.
As mayor.
9:15 to 10 a.m. I'll be in the studio. He'll be in the studio.
So there's that going on. And then there's also the Christmas party that's happening at 7.
7 to 9. And that's always a blast. Singing, people showing up. Going to be a whole rigmarole.
That's a good word.
Rigmarole. You know what? Here's the thing about the Mayor Schertzer interview. It is a little sentimental in a way. 16 years. You know, you don't want to get sentimental too much with a politician. And I don't know, but when somebody's in office 16 years and you've been interviewing them 16 years, you know, I was on the air when he, well, when I started, he was, I don't want to say when I started, but I covered him as a city council person. I was there when he announced he was going to run for mayor. I was there on air the night he was elected mayor. I've been with him through 4 elections. Every time he won election, he would come to the studio and I would do an interview with him as soon as the election was called. We've done weekly interviews for 16 years, or monthly interviews for 16 years. To know that Tuesday is the last one, that's strange. I mean, we've been through auditors resigning. We've been through COVID. We've been through a lot of things together here in Marion. It's an interesting thing.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. It seems that way. I don't think, if I had been doing something, just anything, with somebody for 16 years, then one day there's like, hey.
It was coming.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. But then, you know, this is the last one. You're like, wow.
And it's not like it's the last time he'll ever be on, because I think his life's going to go on, clearly.
Yeah.
But it'll be the last time as mayor.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so 16 years.
It's got to be a little, at least a little bit upsetting.
Well, I don't know. See, it's a little, I would probably call it more sentimental.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, we'll see. Tuesday morning, 9:15 to 10 a.m., live, face-to-face. First time we've done we did do a face-to-face interview in his office last Monday.
Yeah.
And again, the phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you on anything you'd like to talk about. 740-383-9944. Talking about the deletion of people's pictures
And you did say Bill Collins is planning on continuing the once a month
interview, said.
Right?
That's what he said.
Nice,
he said
nice.
He plans to continue the monthly.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah, third mayor.
Third mayor, working on the third one.
Working
now.
On the third one. Yeah, started that with Mayor Kellogg and then continued it with Mayor Schertzer, and now Mayor Collins coming up in January.
So that's a stretch you got going on there.
It's a run. It may be time to leave. It may be time to go.
Time to leave.
Time to leave. Time to retire. Time to hang it up.
It's been like 20 years. You got like at least 30 more to go.
Over 20.
Well, you got like 30 more years to go.
Listen, the 50.
30.
I don't think you need to stick around for 50.
Just 30 more.
You know, that'd be 50.
Yeah, that I mean,
be over 50.
It'd be fine. You got that.
Oh, I don't know about that. But
sound too much,
huh?
So does this just sound like too much?
That just sounds like a long time to be sticking around. But no, I think it's interesting what happened Monday. Fill people in from your perspective, because we have not been on the air together since what happened Monday happened. I've told people what my thoughts were on the city council meeting Monday night, but you were there as well. What did you take out of what happened Monday?
There was a lot that happened in the city council meeting on Monday. We learned that the city has a cash flow problem, which is always a good thing to hear. You know, with less than a month left in the year. Basically all new city council people. New president. New mayor. The auditor's gonna resign. It'll be an interesting time.
Well, the things that were of point of that night, prior to the meeting, we learned of some very interesting information. That she had was going to resign. We learned that sitting in the lobby.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We did learn that sitting. just waiting.
That's why you show up early. Get there early and stay late. You never know what's going to pop up.
So, yeah, we learned that while we were sitting there. I honestly think we knew that before a lot of the city council people.
Yeah, when they came in, it did seem like they knew that.
Yeah, when they came in, they were wondering where Miranda was at.
Yeah, well, there you go. What did you make of the little contretemps about that in the meeting? Now, see, I've tried to describe that, and whatever.
So they had another vote for no confidence in the auditor that was gonna take place, but instead they decided that they were just gonna hold it off because she has to show up to one of them. I guess that's their train of thought. I think they're also just gonna see if she actually resigns.
But then there was a big discussion: does her resignation letter mean she resigned that day? Or the day that she put on there, which was January the 5th.
I mean,
which led to a little bit of an altercation. That's what I'm getting at here.
So, I mean, the whole problem, I mean, I myself was confused a little bit at first until the law director actually did, in my opinion, a very good job of summing it up. He said that she can't resign an office that she doesn't technically hold yet. She was elected to it, but she's not in that office. She's in this term's office, so if she resigned now, she would be put back in office and would have to resign a second time. Which I thought was interesting. I thought if you resigned the first time, it seems a little clear that you didn't want the job.
Well, but she's already won that next term, which has not started.
Yeah, yeah. So the game plan is just to wait for the next term to start then?
Right, but I'm talking about the altercation that came from that. How did you see that? Tell people what happened.
So, Ayers Ratliff, I don't remember exactly how it started. I think Bill had just gotten up to speak about the whole Miranda McGinnis. Bill Collins.
Mayor-elect.
Incoming mayor. He had gotten up at the city council meeting to talk about Miranda resigning. And Ayers had thought that he was like, Bill. Ayers had thought that like Bill Collins was attacking the city council, and he basically said that he would not be reprimanded by an incoming mayor who offered the auditor a job for in exchange for her resignation.
Now, see, this is the conjecture. What did Bill say?
I honestly didn't think he said anything. I thought he just, like, because he had stopped in his tracks because he was walking back to his seat, and then he did a double back to the microphone. But I don't think he actually said anything. I thought he just did a double back, and then Todd Snyder, the council president, had basically put the conversation to an end, and then he walked back to his seat.
So there was no denial?
Not that I'm aware of, but there could have been.
So from that point, we learned through an article that she said she had accepted a position.
Yes. And then with Crawford County Times?
No.
County Now. Okay. So she did an interview with Crawford County Now, and Crawford County Now asked her about it, and she said that, yes, it did happen.
Well, then we saw somebody sent me her resignation letter, and she says in the resignation letter that she's accepted another position.
Oh, well.
So, there you go.
Interesting.
But still no word from Bill, still no word from Miranda, but we hope they come on. I have no beef with either one of these people. I just want them to come on and explain what happened, because I think when you don't explain it, it leaves conjecture, which is what everybody's doing at this point.
I agree. I think that if you're going to do something that could possibly maybe cause some, I can't think of the word, so I guess I'll just use the word drama, because it fits there, I guess. If you're going to do something that might maybe cause some drama, I think you should probably be very open about it, for the fact that at least then you came out first, you got the chance to explain your side of the story before anybody else, and that kind of thing.
Well, what's the secret? That's what I don't understand.
I'm not all that sure. It seems like there is no secret. It's kind of out now.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to say that? Wouldn't you want to say, this is how it happened?
I don't know. Maybe it'll, maybe he feels it would look bad.
Well, I think when you don't explain it, it looks bad.
Well, I think the...
What did Mayor Schertzer say right after the meeting? I asked him how that looked, and if he as a mayor would do something like that. And his answer was?
He said that he is within his rights to do so, but he feels that he should have at least been in the position to actually give the job before he offered anything.
Well, and when I said, would you have handled it this way?
No.
There you go. And I also asked him if he thought a deal had taken place. And he said?
This seems that way.
Okay, there you go. See, that's all we need to clear up from Miranda or Bill. Was there a deal?
I mean, I think it seems like there had to be at least some kind of deal. I don't know how deep or anything like that the deal gets, but it seems like there had to be at least something that happened.
But don't we want to know what... here's what I don't understand. Why do people... Because whether or not... You know, it's not going to cause either one of these people to lose their job. So I don't understand why you just wouldn't want to say, this is what happened. Let's go on. I always feel, see, when people get defensive, here's what I feel, and I'm not saying that anybody's gotten defensive, I don't know that they have at this point, but when somebody's, you have to be defensive about something to get defensive.
I think that, well, what do you mean you have to get defensive about something?
Well, I mean, if you're defensive, and you don't want to talk about something, or you don't like other people talking about it, there must be a reason for that.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, you don't want to... I mean, you don't keep... I guess you don't necessarily keep... I don't want to say good deeds, but you don't keep... The only deeds you try to keep in the dark are bad ones. I don't think you try to necessarily hide good deeds.
All I know is... It'd be much easier for somebody to explain what happened there, and then everybody would shut up. There'd be nothing more to say.
I mean, you could always say that they're just lying. There's always that option.
Well, who could say that?
Whoever, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. But like,
but I also don't know that there's truth either, because nobody's saying anything.
I don't know. I have a hard time, not a hard time, but like, following things like this is just weird, because like, I'm not, there's really going to be no evidence in any way for anything, other than, like, he said, she said, kind of thing.
Until it comes from their mouth.
Well, even if it comes from their mouth, like, what's to prevent them from just lying if it was something?
Yeah, but then
like
it's
that.
Your decision to decide if what they're saying is true or false.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand how news works.
Who?
You. I don't think you quite get the idea behind it.
I mean,
the news, we take the best discernible mm-hmm. truth that we have at the moment based on what facts we can get. You can't, we don't have subpoena power. You can't force people to do things. So you have to take the best discernible truth. So that's why it's always best for them to clear it up.
Just share all sides of the story.
Right. And when somebody doesn't share a side, it goes back to that old question. You know, the judge asked the guy, or the lawyer asked the guy, how often do you beat your wife? Well, how are you going to answer that? Yes. Or do you still beat your wife? Is that the question? Yeah, do you still beat your wife? Well, if you answer yes, then you beat your wife. And if you answer no, then you used to beat your wife. There's no good way to answer that question.
I disagree. I mean, if you answer it specifically as a yes or no question, it's bad. But if somebody said, do you still beat your wife?
But how do you do that?
I don't beat my wife.
You do that by saying it. But nobody's saying anything. That's the problem. So now it's just, was there a deal? Wasn't there a deal? Was there an offer? Wasn't there an offer? Who knows?
A fair point, I guess.
Now, right, somebody could come on here and lie, and it's not going to stop them from lying. But I think that people can make their own conclusions.
I don't think that, yes, I agree. People can and always will make their own conclusions. But I don't know that you could say having them on would clear up the whole thing.
Well, I remember when Miranda came on the first time, and people immediately the next day were saying how they felt differently about her than just the accusations that were being made about her.
What? People were feeling differently about her? About what?
Than the accusations that were being made
for being incompetent. Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's always going to look better if you tell your side of the story.
Yes.
I don't see any negative to it.
And also, I think people probably in their mind think, well, if you're not talking, maybe that's because you don't want to be caught in a lie later on down the road.
I mean, so you think that if somebody doesn't want to talk, it's evidence that there's a dishonesty.
I'm not saying for me. I'm not saying for me, but, you know, if you go and you say something on the record somewhere where people can pull it up, and then later on we find that not to be true, and we have you on the record saying it, that doesn't look good.
I mean, that's fair. I wouldn't deny something that I've previously gone in support of, or right. Vice versa.
So if something's true, and yet you don't want to go on and deny it for fear later on you'll be caught in something, and you take the silent route. Like, Robert Landon has never came on and told his story. Probably the only person in the history of Marion who I can think of who's never told their story in such a high-profile case. And what has it done for him? They still bash him every chance they get, and because he's never said anything, that's how he's going to go down, as an incompetent, resigned auditor.
I mean, you did try to get him on, I do believe, right?
I did, but
he wouldn't have it.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I think the whole situation is just is pretty intriguing. There's a lot.
Now, Robert Landon could still come in here to this day, and he could come in and he could sit down and explain why everything happened the way it did. And it would do him a world of good. But when you say nothing.
Have you tried to get him on recently?
Yeah, I check with him every so often.
Nice, nice. And he's still just adamant that he won't do it.
You know, sometimes he answers, sometimes he doesn't.
Well, I mean, he's still never been on, apparently, so.
No, and his name is still brought up in interviews and newspaper articles, and he's still bashed. I think he could fix some of that.
Well, I think so. I mean, I do believe, I could be wrong, but I think they even brought his name up in the last city council meeting a few times.
There you go. And right now, the Republican Party is being seen as the party who gave two auditors who they think are incompetent. That was said at the meeting the other night.
Yeah.
In 4 years. Now, don't you think you'd want to clear that up?
I mean, I think somebody should want to clear that up.
There you go. And if you were Bill, wouldn't you want to say, this is what happened, this is the meeting I had, this is how it went down, and this is why this is happening? Because I still don't know the answer to that.
I mean, if there was a deal that was made, I feel like, I mean, his reasoning has to be fairly simple. Like, along the lines of, they wanted her gone, and now she'll be gone.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing about this whole thing. Clearly, Mayor Schertzer wanted her gone. He publicly asked for her resignation. Ayers Ratliff wanted her gone. He publicly asked for her resignation. Aaron Rollins was the one doing the paperwork. He wanted her resignation. Jason Schaber wanted her gone, asked for her resignation. Now, I don't know that any of them offered her another job.
I don't think they're in a position to.
Mayor Schertzer?
Oh, well, Mayor Schertzer, yes. Mayor.
Yeah, so why didn't he do that?
I guess, yeah, maybe he just didn't think about it, or maybe he didn't feel...
He'll think about it. I don't think that would be his answer. I can ask him Tuesday. I don't think that's going to be his answer.
I mean, he... If he had thought about it, my guess is he didn't, because he feels that she would be not good for that job like the auditor job.
Well, we'll find out Tuesday. I'll ask him.
Okay.
Because my guess is if you're calling somebody incompetent and you're asking for their resignation...
You don't want to put them in another job?
You're saying, but we're still going to keep them on the city payroll. You've cost us $1 million in fines over here to the point where I want you out of that office, but we're still going to give you a salary and just put you over here. That doesn't look too good.
No, I can't say that it does.
Which is probably why he did not do that or take that route. And also, he asked for the resignation of Robert Landon as well. I didn't see him offer Robert Landon another job.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody, well, like, city council included, like, there were still maybe, there wasn't the last one, not, like, the most recent, but the one before. There were still people who were holding out hope that the auditor's office could do something.
Right, so what happened here? That's the question.
With... Miranda?
Well, didn't Bill Collins on election night, when he called in here, when I asked him about the auditor, didn't he say that he still had faith in her, he was not ready to ask for her resignation, and he was going to try to get somebody in that office to help her?
He did, yes.
Okay, well, that apparently went by the wayside at some point.
It just switched up a little bit. Now he's gonna give her a new job and then hire a position to help the auditor that he's going to put in there.
Now, don't you wonder how that happened?
Well, I mean...
In the course of a month?
Not even over the course... Do you even think it was over the course of a month? How long ago was it when we last talked to the auditor?
Probably November.
Really?
Election night. I think it was election night. And also, don't you find it interesting, the last time we heard from her, she said, under no circumstance will I resign. Well, what happened? See, these are the problems you get into. These are the questions. And I'm not saying either one of them. They might have answers, but we don't have these answers.
I mean, I'm sure they have answers.
Well, let's hear them.
They have to have answers. If they didn't have answers, then I want to know how the proposed solution came about.
There you go. So what do you think they should do?
I mean, like I said, I always think the best term of action is if there's something that is going to cause some kind of turmoil, you should always, you should be the one to bring it up first, so that way you can explain your side of the story.
Well, we'll see what happens. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just think too much has been said about this, too much has been reported about this, for nobody to say anything. It's not going to go under the rug.
I mean, I don't think it'll, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it'll get swept under the rug, but I don't know what really there is to do.
What do you mean to do?
Like, so I guess, for example, say that, like, they offered, like, very little explanation. They came on the air and was like, yep, it happened.
What happened?
There was a deal made.
What was the deal?
Well, apparently Miranda's out of the auditor's job, and now she's head of the Marion Area Transit.
So why was that deal made?
They wanted her out of the auditor's office.
Because?
Apparently she was incompetent.
Well, I don't think she would say that.
Well, I agree. I don't think she would say that, but it seems everybody else in the city council would.
Again, these are I think Bill, and here's what I think. I think Bill can answer these questions.
I would hope so.
And I hope he, and I think Miranda can answer these questions. Matter of fact, I like Miranda quite a bit. She's been on with me 3 times. She was here election night.
I agree. Very nice. Very polite.
Very nice person. I do not understand why there's radio silence on this. This is why it's suspicious.
I mean, I guess they just don't want to divulge any extra information.
Well, isn't that curious to you?
I mean, usually that's the thing that, like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's almost like a baseline rule that people try to follow where if you don't talk about it, you can't get, there is no, like, it'll just go away.
Well, I don't know. And you know what? If you don't think it's a big deal that this happened, then why not say it?
It was the point in not just explaining it.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe they just don't feel like it.
Ah, okay.
They just don't feel like it.
Well, then I don't think you should run for these offices.
Yeah, I mean,
you cannot run for office and expect people not to question what you do. If you want not to be questioned for what you do, get a job at a nail salon or a grocery store. When you run for public office in a city government, one of your responsibilities is to make yourself available to people.
I don't even know about city government, just government in general. People like to know what the public servants, the public service people be up to.
There you go. You don't think you don't think the citizens are entitled to answers?
I think they are. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones who put you there.
There you go.
I think that if they demand answers, it's within your responsibility to give them any answers.
So we shall see what happens. But I would not want a story like this brewing and have no answer to it. And again, it doesn't make any sense to me because as near as I can tell, Bill and Miranda have both been fine. But up until this point, and now all of a sudden, it's very quiet.
I want to know why, if there was a deal made, Bill had to change his mind on keeping the auditor in the auditor's job and giving her help because she would no longer be in the auditor's job.
Don't know.
Oh, this is interesting.
And how did she go from no circumstance under which I will resign to resigning? Before the term even starts, which she ran for.
I don't know. I mean, that is a little rough. I mean, it would I guess it would make more sense if she had resigned just, I guess, January 5th, when it says that it'll happen. Because, I mean, at least then, if she could always just be tired of getting bashed over the head in the city council meetings.
Well, it's not good to have, what should I say here? It's not good to have hypotheticals when it comes to political situations. You don't want to talk in hypotheticals, but one of the hypotheticals could have been here. And again, you don't know it until they clear it up. There are two very important points that people are kind of glossing over in this entire situation. Number one is that if she had resigned before January 1st, the Republican Party picks the successor.
Correct.
If she resigns after January 1st, Bill Collins picks the successor. That's very interesting. Somebody should be talking about that. Number two is we know that Mayor Schertzer, Ayers Ratliff, Aaron Rollins, and Jason Schauber were working on sending her out, and that a vote was supposed to happen Monday in which no confidence was taken. Now, if they had ousted her and she had not given her resignation, could they have gotten her out before the first of the year? And as these fines continue to rack up because we learned on Monday there's a cash flow problem, what would have happened there? And also, why did she not attend the meeting on Monday? And also, there needs to be a question of, who's taking over this office? I think these are questions that somebody should answer. And again, both of these people are normally open, fine people. Now, why aren't they talking? You ever see the movie The Naked Gun with Leslie Nielsen?
No.
where you know, it's a comedy, and I think most people have seen it. He plays a police officer, and he sees a police officer. You know, police officers, when they don't want people around, they go, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Well, the joke in the movie is, early in the movie, he sees this police officer where there really is nothing to see, going, nothing to see here, folks, nothing to see here. Well, in the movie, this car crashes into an explosive store, and fireworks and bombs are going off everywhere, and he turns to the crowd here and goes, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. Please disperse, as rockets and fires are going off in the back of him. And that's what this has turned into. There are rockets and fires going on, and somebody's standing out in front going, nothing to see here, folks. Now, if you came out and told us, maybe there is nothing to see there.
I mean, I don't know.
Pastor Craig, we might jump over more than the noon hour with this conversation, because it is a big one. What's your feeling so far on this whole situation?
Well, it's okay if we jump over over the noon
hour. Well, I mean, jump over. I mean, we might blow through the noon hour, so get as much of this as we can. This is an important local issue.
No, I agree. There's a whole lot going on there, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, you know, like the timing of it. And, you know, what did he promise her? You just can't let this go by without somebody answering some questions.
Well, and I do believe, now we, again, and if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to say it. I was at that city council meeting. I thought he said, no, I didn't, when Ayers accused him of that.
I do believe that.
Or he said no, it was something that.
There was somebody.
Because I remember people's jaws dropped when Ayers accused him of that.
I know somebody else also said that they felt that he said that he did.
Mayor Schertzer, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, so I think it happened. It's on record.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they got a microphone there.
I think if anybody would have heard it, Mayor Schertzer would have. So, why deny it? And then I got a resignation letter 2 days later, and she says it in the resignation letter.
That's a rough situation.
The big question I have is, did she resign, or was she asked to resign, and in exchange for resigning, she would be given another job.
And that's the question.
Right.
That neither one will answer.
Right. Because she had said emphatically that under no circumstances she would resign. And then all of a sudden, she's happy to resign, but she's got another job. So the real question is, did she resign, or did she resign under the promise of another job?
And why, and you're a member of the Republican Party, as you've said on air.
Yes.
Why is this a big deal? For people who don't understand why those are big deals.
Well, they're very big deals because it all, like you were saying a minute ago, it all boils down to who gets to name her replacement.
Timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we think about that, and I hope one of them comes on. Yeah. I've asked them both. And Bill has said he was going to try. We hope he does. And Miranda said she was going to think about it. We hope she does. Because somebody should say something. Because even people were coming up to me in the grocery store yesterday saying, you're going to have that auditor back on? People want to know.
Yeah.
And both of them, as near as I can tell, are going to continue to have employment with the city.
Right.
So, there you go. How about that fruitcake toss? What are your memories of fruitcake toss 2023?
I am happy to say I am alive and well today. Because when I went home last night, I ate...
You ate that?
I ate part of that fruitcake that I took home that you swore was 2 or 3 years old.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I think it probably was.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
But it was... I'm happy to report it was still well preserved. There wasn't any sign of spoilage. There wasn't any taste or smell of spoilage.
This is the fruitcake theory again.
And it was very, very good. And you know, that particular fruitcake, it was really loaded with the cherries and the fruit. It was good.
Now, what is your take on the event itself? You were at the second annual. Last night was the fourth annual. Where do you put it?
I think it was the best one.
It was fun, wasn't it?
And there's a lot of things, a lot of memories, and there were things of note, and I couldn't help but laughing in my vehicle as I was driving up here when Sarah was.
Now hold on. Now we have not guessed who this is going to be. I have not. I wrote it down on an index card. Just write it down on it. I know. Write it down on an index card. We have not talked about this. Sarah did not give the name. Let's see who you come up with. Oh, there it is. Now, my guess is on the opposite side of that index card. Turn that one over there. There you go.
Now, I got to tell you something. When she first started telling her story, because I didn't know where it was going, but she just started telling a story, and I'm going, oh my gosh, she's talking about me.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing at first, because I remember like Pastor Craig asking, hey, where's Sarah at? And then you pointed her out, and then he started heading that way.
Because I wanted to introduce myself, so I did, and I went over to Sarah, and I introduced myself. It was the first time we had met, and we exchanged all kinds of niceties and everything, and spoke to her for a few minutes. And then when I was done talking, I just kind of turned and I kind of stood there for a while. So I'm like, I'm going, she's talking about me. But then when she said, he introduced himself, but I already knew him. I had met him before. And I go, oh, okay, well, so she's not telling a story about me.
See, I knew it wasn't me because I didn't introduce myself to her last night. I knew I was off the hook on this one. I did, well, so there's a whole other controversy, but we're pretty sure we know who that is. And I think, well, and then we have a Christmas card come up missing.
A Christmas card come up missing?
Sarah gave me a Christmas card. I gave it to Terry to hold, and I think it went home with him last night. So there we go. And then we have the
So we have a theft in office.
A theft in office, yeah. Let's cover this up and not speak to anybody. Let's close down the office and not talk to anybody. Nobody talk about it. That's how you handle these. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. And then the other controversy last night, well, there were many, actually, the first ever throw-off.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. Yeah. I have... how much time do we have?
Well, we got about 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. So I think last night demonstrated that the argument that we should have a men's division and a women's division, I think that argument was totally destroyed, and it's been put to bed because who won for WGA?
That's what I say. Carrington.
Carrington won. And who did she beat? She beat you. She beat Matt.
Yeah. Well, that's really pathetic for Matt because he's in the age range.
I mean, she beat me.
She beat you. She beat Sean.
Sean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there obviously there's no need to.
She beat all men.
Yeah. Should be. Yeah. I mean, no reason to have a separate division.
And you would think that Matt would be able to at least outthrow her.
Yeah. Now,
I think I just let go of the fruitcake too late, you know?
You heard something?
I learned something.
Oh, you learned something. What was that?
This year is the first year where we threw on blacktop.
That is true.
And so you got to look at it a little different now. You know, yes, it's all in the form, you know, and how you release and where you release, but the role comes into play.
There was a little more of a role.
There was a little more of a role. And on couple throws, there was a lot of role.
There was.
So what a person needs to do is throw it so that lands in a position where it will roll. You don't want it to be land. You don't want it to hit the ground.
Vertical.
End to
end. You want it to hit horizontal.
Right. You want it to be so it can roll.
Now, on the whole, Carrington's toss, which apparently there was some question about.
Yeah, I guess I didn't pay enough attention to it, but there was some accusations that her first time she had thrown, she had done a wind-up.
See, I don't know where I was. I don't know how I missed that.
She hit the whole softball wind-up.
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
So there's that controversy, and then there was the Abby controversy.
Yeah.
Did you see that throw?
Yes.
What? she took off her coat.
Yeah.
She walked up there with intention.
I think when she went, you know, when her arm went back and then came forward, I think the corner of the fruitcake clipped on the backside of her leg.
Did it? I
think it did.
Something happened.
Well, I did. I think she hit her leg with part of the fruitcake. I really did.
I just know it hit the ground before, couldn't have been 4 or 5 foot.
Right. So, yeah.
And she wanted a redo, which you can't do.
Well, I think she wanted a redo because she felt it hit her leg as she...
How do you do that? Is that nerves? Because we all threw it last night. Oh, I mean, did you have worry about it hitting your leg?
No, I didn't. But I think it was all nerves. I think it was all nerves. But
I think a lot of people...
There's no redos.
No, and
I
think...
If it slips out of your hand and goes backwards, ask Adam. You know, there's no redo.
I think Adam got off a decent throw last night.
Last night.
Well, Adam's also in that competition that got beat by Carrington last
night.
That's right.
But you know, he threw it backwards 2 years ago, but there's no redos.
So Adam beat, or Carrington beat 5 guys. Think about that.
And
you got one who's apparently in the gym every night of the week, and you've got you who are out there, heavy lifting job.
That's right.
You got Matt over here who's younger than her, the only person younger than her. You got Sean who, you know, certainly in a different weight class.
and
I'll hear about that tonight.
And you.
Yes.
Who beat you.
Yeah, the creator of the fruitcake toss. So
I met her mom, Carrington's mom, last night.
I thought she was there.
Yeah.
It was mom's night. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
They were all there.
Somebody, one of you two, I'm not sure which, who made a comment that Abby looks like her mother.
Oh, she did you meet Abby's mom?
Yes, I did. But okay. Carrington looks like her mom.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't catch that.
No, yeah. Oh, she does.
So we, moms galore were there last night.
Yeah.
It was quite a thing.
It was a mom party.
It was a mom party. I don't think that was planned.
Mom's night out. Go to the fruitcake toss.
It was a real blue chip affair there last night. But fun. And again, now I think we can never do it again without Buckeyes and hot chocolate. Plaques, this has become the event. And isn't it interesting how, you know, by year four, these things take shape?
Yeah. It's just like growing.
I mean, we have rules. We have regulations.
It's developed its own character is what's happened.
We have mascots.
There you go.
People even sang last night. I mean, they really had no hesitation to sing. Now, you would have been, aside from Matt and I, because we were over singing, you were in the group. Now, how was the singing with the gaggle of people?
It was okay.
Were they singing?
They were. Not great, but they were.
But they were singing.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Yeah. We did Rudolph, we did Jingle Bells, and we did We Wish You Merry Christmas.
And I'm happy to say that last night when he went up to throw, Glenn turned to me and said, can you hold my hat for me?
Hat.
So I was happy.
You walked up to me and said, I got the hat this year.
Yeah.
Rather than the...
the infamous drink from a stranger passing by.
No strangers last night out there spiking the drinks. Glenn, I think, got off a halfway decent throw last night.
Yes, he did.
I think everybody did fairly well. Yeah. Fruitcake Lily, I think, was in the 40s.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she had her best throw.
Yeah, so it was a good night all around for everybody, I think.
I think she threw farther than I did.
Yours was all height. Yours was all height.
I'm telling you, I just didn't let go soon enough. It just went
I
up.
Tried to tell you, nah. Weeks and weeks, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Maybe we needed to have that staff member come over and wake you up before the toss. And trust me, it would have woken you up for sure. We got a top 10 list coming up at noon.
Hey, when are we getting our sign for the door, the lobby door?
We have to do that soon.
Oh.
And poor Mayor Kellogg just wasn't reminded of the... I'm sad.
I think you should invite him to the Christmas party.
I think I'm going
to
invite him. Well, the Christmas party, everybody has said yes, so it's going to be the whole group and the people who are normally here. And why not Mayor Kellogg?
And you can give him his plaque. And
yeah, we'll do a little presentation that night. We got time during the Christmas party. Yeah. All right, well, Pastor Craig's coming up next, and then we'll all be back at noon. Stay tuned to WGH Talk.
His nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to the sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and I heard